Uncommon Tourist.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Uncommon Tourist, the podcast. And I'm here with my cohort and colleague and partner in crime, Angie. What's going on?
Woohoo! I'm good. I'm just reflecting on what has already been a very full January. I don't know about anyone listening, but it has felt like it has been about 3 years worth of January so far. It has been a very full month. There's been a lot of things going on across the board. And here in Barcelona, we have had pretty much every season imaginable, including actually snow, which is very rare. But we've had a little bit of snow on the top of Tibidabo. We've had a of rain.
And a of wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true, actually. There's been some pretty intense weather, a little bit of sunshine. And it would seem that Barcelona is the literal embodiment of all of the things happening and all of the moments.
Yeah, well, this is a crazy and fun thing about Barcelona is that we don't experience a lot of snow here. So because of that, I'm kind of thankful that we're not looking at other parts of Europe right now. Even back in the United States, where it's got crazy amount of ice and snow everywhere, we don't really have to deal with that here in Barcelona.
No, we're happy not to deal with the ice here.
Yeah. If you want to go skiing, just take an hour up north into the mountains and you're good. But us here in Barcelona, we are a little bit lucky that we don't have to deal with that.
So. Exactly. We have a farm ice mentality over here.
Great. All right. So February is upon us. So what's going on in February in Barcelona? Or what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to the first Sunday of the month, which is actually February 1st this month. And that is Free Museum Sunday in Barcelona. So it means that the majority, but not all of the museums are free to go in all day, which I think is a pretty cool opportunity. And I like it because if you go in for, you know, 10, 20 minutes, doesn't matter. You can sneak in and enjoy something. Or if you get inside and you're like, this one's not for me, then you can leave without feeling like you've wasted any cash.
I think that one of the interesting things about Free Sunday is the fact that there's not only the museum that you have, but then there's usually some type of a rotating exhibit going on. For example, you and I have mentioned in previous podcasts how much we love going to the D-Hub here in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And you and I in January went to an exhibit there. A feminist photographer here in Barcelona. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And right next to it is a real interesting exhibit on design and the Art Deco. And there are a bunch of local designs done by the local artists themselves, which makes it extra interesting. They would have many exhibits in a lot of these museums, so it's worth checking out.
Sure. And it's, you know, free. So it's a favorite flavor.
If you don't like it, you like this.
Yeah, exactly. Move on. Find something else. Yeah, right. And speaking of free things, on Sunday the 1st, there is also free light show at Casa Batlló this year.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
All right. Also on Sunday the 1st, you have Casa Batlló. They're going to have another free video. One of the cool things that what they've done is that they have created and invited other digital artists to use the facade of the building as a canvas for them to create. And then the cool thing about it is that they close off the street. They allow people to come and enjoy. The shows usually run about 12 minutes, so it sounds like it's not that long, but believe me, by the time you're done visually, I mean, your eyes are all over the place. There's always music that is accompanying the video, so it's a full-on experience. It's going to run Sunday, 7:30 to 10 o'clock, and every half hour it starts. Awesome. Then the following weekend, we have the Llum Festival. And the Llum Festival, Llum in Catalan means light. And this is a beautiful festival that you have to look at a variety of different maps. And we walk, I should say you walk, or whoever goes, walks a series of different buildings where they have installments on different buildings. Some of them are interactive. Some of them are just visual. But everything is done with light. Sometimes I've seen them have lasers.
Mm-hmm. On sharks' heads.
On the shark heads. And there's always some type of interesting, whether it's like Christmas lights almost. And I don't want to reduce it to just think it's Christmas lights because it's not. It's way over. I mean, they're using buildings as Llums.
It's like campus.
Remember last year we went and they had that thing shooting up into the sky? Mm. It was super bright light. And then they had these different designs that were happening in the light. And because it was humid that night, you could see some of it play with the humidity in the air.
Cloud, yeah.
Yeah, it's really worth it, and it's a large festival. It goes on in the evening. That's happening the 6th through the 8th this month, so for sure thing if you happen to be in town.
Yep, primarily you can find it in the Poblenou section of town, but sometimes they also do installations down on the beach. I would say that it tends to be very big crowds that go, so just go with a mentality of being patient. A lot of the stuff is outdoors. A lot of the stuff you can wait 5 minutes and then walk through an enclosed area and see lights or sound and light performances. But some of the things, if you're going inside, there are really long queues. So, I mean, you're talking free material, which is awesome, but just be aware that you can't sort of just go in and see all the things and then leave. You kind of have to dedicate a bit more time to it than that. And it is a very local-based community that goes as well. So it's a really nice way if you either live in Barcelona or you're visiting and you want to connect a little bit more to the Catalan culture. There's a lot of Catalan families and individuals that will be there celebrating the Festival of Lights.
Yep, and they have an app. So you can download the app, and that's another way you can see around the city. So really worth it. Really cool. It's so awesome that they even have it on the buses here.
Mm-hmm. Simultaneously kicking off around that same weekend is the Festival of Santa Eulalia.
Say that again.
Santa Eulalia.
Say that again.
Santa Eulalia.
That's a fun
name.
One
more time. She is one of the two patron saints of Barcelona. We also have La Merce, who gets a four-day firework fantastical celebration at the end of September, / my birthday. But Santa Eulalia shows up in February from the 7th to the 12th, with the majority of the celebration on the latter end of that week. And it's also like a sort of coincides as a winter festival where you have a lot of the traditional fire runs or the corafox and then the castellers, the human towers as well. A lot of this you'll see a lot more in the Gothic quarter of the city.
There's a street named after her there. She's all over the cathedral, which officially is named after her.
Yeah.
So that is why a majority of it takes place in the Roman Gothic quarter. And when we say that, we mean like the smallest part, the most medieval wallish of the Gothic quarter here in Barcelona. But I love this festival because of who she is to Barcelona. She was the first patron saint, so people hold her extra tightly. And you see little Santa Eulalias all throughout the city. This becomes an extra special festival for Barcelona. So we have to go out and check that out, and we encourage you to do the same.
Absolutely. And while you're in that area, if you look up to the top of the cathedral, you'll actually see her and a statue of her on the very top spire reaching her hand up to the sky. So
I thought that was Saint Selfie.
Yeah, it does weirdly look like she's taking a selfie. She's a very modern teenager. But she was a very young woman. So she was actually one of the youngest martyrs of Christianity when she died. So she's
quite significant.
Quite significant, yeah. She's quite significant within Barcelona. So interesting festival. And of course...
I'll take this one.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to take this one because we're going to talk Super Bowl. And my Dallas Cowboys stunk it up again this year, I think that the Super Bowl is still a festival of the NFL. And my prediction is that the Seattle Seahawks will beat the New England Patriots. You can, if you don't like that statement, you can send me a note and we'll talk about it. But I do think that the Seattle Seahawks are going to win. My prediction. But the reason why we're mentioning it, because some people are in town during Super Bowl and they want to find out a variety of places where you can go see. We're going to put a link into the show notes so you can see that list. But one of the places that they do have is a place called Oveja Negra, which probably was the best festival for me to go see the Super Bowl. Everybody shows up in their NFL garb. I even saw an old school Miami Dolphins jersey there one time, which was way out of place. But, you know, whatever. That's the celebration. The only thing I have to make you aware of is that when you go to these streams of the Super Bowl going on here in Spain, you're not allowed to watch the commercials. So when the commercial time, which we all look forward to whenever we're watching the Super Bowl, it cuts to a couple of commentators here from Spain that are speaking in Spanish, which is really funny because imagine hearing the play-by-play in Spanish by these two commentators who really don't know what's going on, but it's still fun to watch. So just don't go with the expectation of being able to see the commercials, because it's just not going to happen unless you watch it on pirated television. But you didn't hear that from me.
What about the halftime show?
Bad Bunny.
Well, but can you see that if you go to these bars?
No.
Oh, then people, come on. You go to... we're all here for the Bad Bunny and the Green Day combo. I'm very excited about what's going to happen there.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun to watch. So either way, you can't be here if you're... If you love football and you like, I'm in Barcelona, I'm not going to be able to see it. Yes, you will. You just got to click the little link in the show notes and you'll find the places there.
Cool. And speaking of sporting events, on Sunday the 15th of February, we also have the Barcelona Half Marathon. And we're going to start that mention with a special shout out to Jessica Malone because she's going to be running it for the first time. Whoop, whoop. One of our friends here in Barcelona. So
Go, Jessica.
Very excited for her. We'll be cheering her on the sidelines.
I hope she hears us because we've decided we're going to go outside of my apartment out there and watch her on the app to see when she runs by so we can cheer her on.
Yeah, it's very cool. If you are supporting anyone else, you can track them on the Barcelona Half Marathon app, find their number, and then watch them move around the circuit. Pro tip, if they stop moving, run towards them. But
very thoughtful.
Having ran the half marathon here before, there is a small section where you might want to keep an eye on your person. But it's a really cool morning event, really. But just to be aware of, on the 15th, it will be harder to navigate the streets of the city for a couple hours while that's going on. Usually it starts at 9 a.m. and the last runner should be clear by about 2.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Just to be aware of
that. And also, if you're in a hotel downtown and you hear noise, it's pretty ruckus. So they get out, they have Brazilian ensembles out in different corners. You have some DJs that are playing, some bands that are playing. So it's a pretty big festival, or not festival, but it's very festive is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I always look forward to that, both the half marathon, the triathlon, and then the eventual marathon that we're going to have here later, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, really cool. And it will be beginning and ending around the Arc de Triomphe as well. So bear that in mind if you're planning to do any wandering around of the streets on that Sunday morning. You will not be alone.
So last thing that we're going to talk about
is... No, the last thing you're going to talk about.
Oh, I'm going to talk about Cal Shots. What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about the other big event of February.
What is that?
On the 18th.
What's going on the 18th?
A star was born, and he shall be celebrated and laid in a manger and swaddled in a cowboy shirt, and we shall call him Alvaro. What are you doing for your birthday?
I hope to be having dinner. I hope to be spending the day. I'm going to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do some work, which I love doing, and then I hope somewhere along the way I'm going to have a decent pad thai somewhere. Pad thai or Indian food, I haven't decided quite. But one of those two things are going to happen. And then I don't know what I'm going to do for dessert, but I'll find some type of a dessert, stick a candle in it, and wish myself a happy 39th birthday.
Well, you just get younger literally every year. It never fails to surprise me. I fear you may be younger than than I was when we met, my friend, but...
All right.
I'll go with that.
Okay, I'm blushing enough now. Let's go ahead and move over to the La Crociata.
Okay, what was the last thing you wanted to mention?
The last thing I want to mention was La Crociata. I can't even say it right now.
Calzoltada?
That goes on the editing floor. La Calzoltada.
Calzoltada.
So the problem I'm having right now, you can keep this in, I don't care, but in Spanish, Mexican Spanish that we speak, calzones or underwear.
And now you're mixing underwear and spring onions.
Yeah, spring onions.
You don't want to get that mixed up at a barbecue. Pretty uncomfortable for someone.
So we're talking about La Calzotada. And so when you're here, all the grocery stores you're going to go into have these really long green onions. And so people love them. And they have big barbecues. So you think you have a big... fire set up, and actually these things smell really nice.
Oh, so good.
But they're grilling some onions, and the onions are very good. You just have to go prepared. It's almost like a sporting event because you have to have plastic gloves on, and they can get kind of messy. But once you finally get down to the meat, if you would, of the onion, and it goes down, it is so good. And also it's washed down with wine through a different type of a wine flask that kind of comes down to like a triangular little peak, and then from you raise this vessel as far as your arm can reach, and then you pour it into your face. And the really good ones can drink a lot of wine for quite a long time out of this vessel, and it's quite fun.
Yeah, it's very typical that you get it with a very beautiful homemade romesco sauce as well. And the idea is that you dip it in the sauce and then you have to kind of lift it as high as your arm can and tip your head back and aim for the big noise hole in your face. So it's very entertaining to both participate in and observe. A lot of traditional restaurants here will serve it. We'll put a couple of links to some places, also some specialized masias a little further out of the city, some of which you can combine like a hike and then book your table and have your croissants when you arrive.
Which that sounds familiar.
It's a really cool experience. We've taken a group to do that before on one of our tours as well. So it's a lovely way to combine a bit of movement with a bit of entertainment and food.
And the last thing we want to mention, there's going to be some updates from us, Uncommon Tourist. Keep your eyes open on our website. We're going to give it a revamp and do some things a little bit differently and kind of talk about the different services that we provide for our clients, which not only, I don't know, is this really work? We just enjoy doing it. It's so much fun. but we're going to revamp it. So keep your eyes open at uncommontourist.com. Come out and join us.
All right. Until then, have a really beautiful February.
All right. See y'all later.
Ciao.